you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning. I'm Kim Hudson at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Some St. Louis City school district workers plan a rally today outside City Hall. They're upset about the district's COVID vaccine mandate. The workers want the option for COVID testing instead of the mandatory vaccine. So far, the district has put 47 staffers on administrative leave for not being vaccinated. That includes 44 teachers, 2 custodians, and 1 school secretary. Now that the feds have approved Pfizer COVID vaccinations for children ages 5 to 11, many area groups are prepared to distribute those shots. St. Louis City leaders will announce their plans this midday. St. Louis County begins offering shots on Saturday. A West County family escapes a house fire overnight. That fire started around 1 this morning. That was on Walpole Drive in Chesterfield. Everyone who lives there got out safely, but 3 family pets died in that fire. Investigators are looking into the cause. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, mostly clear and cold this morning, sunny and chilly this afternoon with highs in the low 50s. High pressure over the region will give us another cold night and chilly afternoon tomorrow. We'll have warmer temperatures this weekend, though, with highs near 70 by Sunday. The next chance for rain in our area is next Wednesday into Thursday, so dry times for the weekend and early next week.